Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 4th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2017. While we don't have anybody waiting in the call-in line right now, I want to go ahead and invite you to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. This is a reference site with literally hundreds of articles and free downloads. This is also the place where you can get your Survival Library flash drive. We've got several in stock, but they're only $59.95, including shipping in the U.S., $77.95 to the rest of the planet. If you click on the picture of the little red and black flash drive, it's on the top right of every page. It'll take you to a page where you can download the 53-page index and take a look at the titles of the 1,570-plus documents that are on there. This is an incredibly stout little flash drive. It weighs less than 10 grams. I carry mine in my wallet, and you've always got access to information that could literally be life-saving. Okay. Anyway, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay. I don't know what you folks think about all these files that have been released on the JFK assassination. Wow. I haven't looked through but just a minuscule amount of them. But some of the things I see there are just incredible. Folks, we've been lied to big time for the past 52, 53 years. Wow. That's all I can say is, wow. You ought to take a look at some of this stuff when you have some free time. It's just, you know, I don't know if the bigger story is what really happened or the lies we've been told. But it's, you know, those conspiracy theorists over the past 50 years have been closer to right than they have been wrong. I'll put it like that. Anyway, let's see, what else is going on in the world today? Now, this guy Mueller, I got a feeling he ain't going to be around much longer. A lot of people in the House and Senate are wanting him gone. I don't know, I'm kind of would like to see the guy go ahead and do what he was paid to do instead of going after stuff that happened way before the election, but that's just my opinion. Anyway, folks, like I said, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about, pretty much. Real quick, I'm going to run over this list of cities that I have. These are the major places. There's about 40 more of these that are, you know, smaller areas where there's supposed to be protests. But we've got Akron, starting at 4 p.m. local time. Atlanta, starting at 6 p.m. local time. Austin, Texas, starting at 1 p.m. local time. Austin, 4 p.m. local time. Chicago, 1 p.m. local. Cincinnati, 1 p.m. local. And the same with Cleveland. We've got Honolulu, starting at 9:30 a.m. Indianapolis, at 11 a.m. at the CVS parking lot at 46th and Keystone, and at 1 p.m. at the Indiana State Fairgrounds on the 38th Street entrance. Los Angeles, 1 p.m. Miami, noon. Minneapolis, noon. New York City, 2 p.m. Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 1 p.m. Portland, Oregon, 2 p.m. Mill Morgan, 3 p.m. San Francisco, 3 p.m. Seattle, 2 p.m. And that, like I said, that's the larger places. There, like I said, there is a list of about 40 other places, but I don't know. I thought I saved the list, but I guess I didn't. Or I accidentally closed. But anyway, if you're concerned, just look up your city and put Antifa in your city, and you'll know real quick whether or not they've got a demonstration or a riot or whatever they got planned happening where you're at. There are also, you know, just so people are aware, there could be spontaneous, unscheduled protests or riots in other large population areas. It's a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there could be. So just be aware. Keep your situation awareness at a high level today if you're around any population areas. It's just the smart thing to do. All right, Lori, anything you want to talk about right now?
No, not really. Like you said, just be aware of everything that's going on around you today, because those protesters don't care if you're an innocent bystander or not, apparently, because we've seen that demonstrated time and time again, and it's usually the innocent bystanders are the ones that get hurt. So if you know that there's one of those protests going on in your area, just try to avoid it at all costs, you know, for your own safety, if nothing else.
I agree. You know, what these people are looking for, a fight, and the last thing we want to do is give them what they want, in my opinion. Now, if you've got to protect yourself, that's a completely different matter, entirely and completely a different matter. But going there to purposely confront them, to make a big scene for whatever news crew is there, I just don't think that's a wise thing to do. Do you, Lori?
No, I don't. And, you know, I understand that it's news, so they have to, they think they have to report it, but, you know, sometimes it's better not to report it.
Well, I agree. And I'm not saying keep news away from people. But if you, I know you've not seen this. I know I did in the early 80s in the anti-nuke protest up in the Northeast, where I was actually one of the guys with a nightstick protecting a base. But, you know, as soon as those TV camera lights come on, it's when people start acting up. It can be nice and calm, but those TV cameras actually aggravate the situation because people want to act out in front of those cameras to try to get their point across. And, you know, why be a target? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I thought you were still there.
Yeah. I have noticed that. You know, it's like I said, though, just if you know what's going on, I would avoid those areas at all costs, just for the safety of myself and, of course, you know, the family. But I can understand people wanting to protest. It's their right, but they can at least do it in a respectful manner and not destroy property and harm others, you know, because then your message is getting lost. But, you know, you can't tell these people that because it goes in one ear and out the other, apparently. So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lori.
So I'm just, you know, just saying be precautious and aware and keep your safety in mind because they're not going to keep it in mind. So,
well, no, they're actually advocating violence. They really want to hurt people. They sincerely believe that the only way they can achieve their goals is through violence. You know, so we're probably going to see some of that today and tonight. But I'm hoping we don't. I'm hoping that only a very small percentage of the people that they're saying are going to show up, as far as numbers go, actually show up. You know, and if the numbers are low enough, the law enforcement agencies will be able to keep control of this. You know, just remember, though, the quote, protesters, rioters is what I call them, have every intention of doing as much damage and creating as much mayhem as they can. And that's not me saying that. That's them saying that.
Right.
So, you know. But anyway, the bottom line is we recommend you stay away from it. Go ahead, Lori.
Right. Well, you know, maybe if nothing else, next weekend during our show, if some of our listeners are aware of their protesting in their areas to give us a call back and let us know how it went in their area. That, you know, that'd be great, because not everybody gets every channel or every city. We happen to be one of the few that have, with like DirecTV, we have ours kind of grandfathered in. We actually get our local channels, plus we get the East and West Coast channels. So that kind of gives us an idea of what's going on, but not everybody is like us. So,
no, but most people do have internet access to watch many local TV stations live.
This is true.
For example, if they want to see what's going on at San Francisco at 3 p.m. local at Union Square, they can just search San Francisco Live Television or Live TV, and they'll come up with five or six stations where they can watch what's going on live on the internet also. So that's another, you know, option.
That's true. But if some of our listeners are in those areas where, like I said, they're demonstrating today, just give us a call next weekend.
Well, there's nothing like an on-the-ground report. I agree.
Exactly. I'm not saying go down there and be in the middle of it just so you can give us a call next weekend. Please don't do that. I'm just saying you can at least give us a call back and let us know what your local news reported, you know, happened. And hopefully there's no injuries, you know. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of property damage, seeing how these groups are bent on destruction.
Well, they plan on hurting people too, Lori. That's off their own website.
Well, that's why I'm saying avoid these areas at all costs, especially for your own self and your families as well. But if you're watching the news in your local area, and you know, you can give us a call next weekend and let us know how those protests went in your area. But don't go down there and get in the middle of it just to give us a call back. You know, don't endanger yourself to do that.
Right. Well, there might be, you know, if these people are successful, unfortunately, I believe there's going to come a time when we'll be encouraging people to go fight back. If these people are successful in what they're trying to do, it might be the only thing that saves the republic. But I don't, at this point, I don't see them being successful. If they are, it's a completely different ballgame. But let's hope they're not. And let's hope that, you know, these little special snowflakes, you know, melt in the sun and freeze to the pavement at night. That's all right. We'll just have to wait and see, I guess. But, you know, folks, these people, these organizations were formed long before anybody involved in them today was ever born. You know, we've got people like George Soros and his ilk actually funding these people in the millions and I think in one case $1 billion. They are well funded. And the overall goal is to destroy this country. And these are actual communists. Or I guess more precisely would be, they would, Marxist-Leninist, I guess, would be the most apt description, wouldn't you say, Lori?
More than likely, yeah.
Don't be under any illusions. These aren't peaceful protesters. And this has nothing to do with race, nothing to do with equal rights or even the First Amendment. This has to do with destroying the United States. And let's let them fall on their face. Let's let them fall on their own swords today and tonight. You know, let's let the American people see just how bad these people are, this small minority of people in this country are. And perhaps it'll all go away.
I'd like to hear what our listeners have to say on this subject. So why don't you guys give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Let us know what you think about these protests that are supposed to be going on today.
Good idea. Yeah, folks, give us a call. And please remember, if you're going to call in, please don't wait for the last 10 minutes of the show. That would, you know, when that happens, a lot of times we'll have four or five callers waiting, and we get to two, maybe three. So if you want to call in, try doing it now, for the next few minutes at least. We'll be able to get you on the air. We hate having to leave people hanging, you know, for 10 minutes on hold, and then we don't have time for them to say their piece. We hate it, but that's just the way it works. You know, we're dependent on computers on this show, and the computer sets the timeline, not us. So nothing we can do about that, guys.
Right.
All right. Lori, I think we ought to talk to about what to do if you're accidentally caught up in one of these situations. I know I've got the training on this, so I'll take the lead, but if you've got any ideas, jump right in.
Go ahead.
Okay, folks. If you find yourself in one of these situations where you're, for all intents and purposes, cornered by one of these groups, if you can exit out at a right angle, either left or right, away from this group, that's the smartest thing to do, if you can. If you are caught between police lines and the protesters, which is a possibility, I guess you'd come out of a restaurant or out of an apartment building or something in a downtown area and be caught between them. If you can't get back in the building, my biggest piece of advice would be to head towards the police lines in the most non-threatening manner that you can. Now, we've got Pat in Texas on line 9, Lori. Let's go ahead and talk to Pat and see what she has to say. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, hi. I was messing with my phone when she said to call on the subject, so I missed the subject. But the other two are subjects that Laura called about, or Lori, about...
Oh, she's on the line right now.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Hi. Well, I was thinking about the riots they had out in L.A., the Rodney King things.
Oh, I remember, yes.
Yeah. Well, they started riots all over the whole country. And
they
were burning Chicago and here in Dallas-Fort Worth. They were just going along, busting out car windows, about 50 or mm-hmm. something in Dallas. So, you know, there's always somebody out there who wants to take over the country.
Oh, yeah.
They said. Once they get
this
to the top, they'll
the
start
most
fighting.
Coordinated attempt I ever remember seeing, Pat. You know,
this is the first time I've ever seen
a website dedicated and CNN talking about it. And, you know, this is the first time I've ever seen this much of a dedicated attempt to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was media instigated. Do you remember how all they did
was show
the cops beating Rodney King until the whole thing is over, and then they showed the first few minutes of him beating up all the cops?
Right.
And who stopped it? And who stopped the riot? Rodney King.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Well, I called out there on a talk show, and I said, I don't know what all I said, but I said, I think this is Nineveh. We need to, we're all in this together. And I feel like we're right there now. You know, I don't know how God was going to destroy Nineveh, but the people repented, and he did, and he gave them 40 years, more years, you know. And they still, I guess, deserved it.
But. You've got our break, Pat. Can you hang on through the break?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
For the
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we are speaking with Pat in Texas on line 9. Pat, are you still there, hon?
Yeah.
Hi.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you go ahead and do that.
I remember they wrote articles about that later, like this in Vietnam, same thing, when the communists, when we were run off and the communists took over, you know, after they had millions of boat people die trying to get away before the communists took back over, the guys that had met the people that come to take their house after Vietnam, they met him at the door with a gun, and they said, well, let's go to the next house. It's not worth a fight. And the guys out in L.A., when they met mostly Oriental-type people, when they met the people that came to tear their store down and burn their store, when they met them, they stood outside with a gun. They're still in their store.
That's right.
So, first of all, Obama, thank you, Mr. Obama, he sold a lot of guns. And I'm not against the gun, because, you know, in the Bible, when Jesus was going to leave, he told him to go sell your coat. A sword would be a gun now, and it's right. Dangling there. Now we got the right to carry. You don't even actually have to have a imprint of a gun in your purse to make them think you got one, you know. You could actually right. Carry one in Texas.
Same way in Blue State, too.
So I think that is going to slow down a whole bunch. See, because the state, just say, guns kill them too. They know that. You know,
yeah.
The devil turns on them. They don't know that yet.
I was just going to say, Pat, the one thing we're seeing that we haven't seen before with these groups that are trying to do damage and destroy the Republic is they are arming up also. They're taking classes on how to shoot. You know, this is something that we really haven't seen before. But, you know, you've got these guys in black masks.
How to cheat, you said?
No, actually, I wish I had their money. I'd like to have some of the weapons they have. I saw one guy. Yeah, that's true. But I saw one guy standing on a street corner with a 1700 FN, $1,700 FN.
Well, let's put it this way. How many people do you say no guns? How many people would put no guns in this house on their door?
All right, can you say that again, Pat? I didn't understand you, please.
Well, they say no guns allowed at this place and that place, and that's where all the terrorists usually go.
Oh, of course.
Schools and places
absolutely.
Like that. Well, except that Texas has already got certain teachers who can keep their secret, but they can have a gun. In case, you know, well, I don't want to go into guns in particular, but I'm just saying times are getting better as far as self-protection because there won't be any police. They're going after the police. What policeman wants to take his life in his hand and then be denigrated for it? And we got crooked policemen out there, too, see?
Well,
so,
there are
some. The crooks always don't take the place of the good guys.
The number of bad cops out there.
Well, I don't know. I'm sick. I was up early. I mean, late. I'm not awake yet. But Noah's day, it was like now. And I think it said it's going to be the days of Noah. And the Bible says it was destroyed for violence. And he preached 120 or so years to the people. As he's out there building his ark, and they laughed at him, but they didn't laugh when the water was up to their neck. And why do you think the gays took the rainbow sign? Because God gave a rainbow, and he said he'd never flood the earth again, but it's starting to look
it
in some places like Houston and whatever. So,
The covenant between God and man that he'd never flood the entire earth again.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I said if I remember correctly, that rainbow was a covenant between God and man that God would never flood the entire earth again. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 4 minutes. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on the RBN. And as you heard that commercial, if you can afford to donate monthly to RBN so you can continue to hear our show and the other shows that are on the air, just go to their website at republicbroadcasting.org and click on the link and donate whatever you can to help. We appreciate it. I put out the question to our listeners about what you think about these riots that are supposed to be going on today in different parts of the country. And at the moment, we're speaking with Pat in Texas on line 9. Pat, you want to go ahead with your thoughts, hon?
Yeah. Okay, I didn't actually know that's what you were talking about. I was thinking
that's okay?
That. Oh, that's fine. No, it's open lines, Pat. You can talk about anything you want.
They seem to be targeting the policemen now, like the thing that happened in Dallas when the black police chief put all white police people out there to kind of keep, protect the Black Lives Matter thing. And
right.
So a black guy shoots the white policeman. Remember?
That's right.
This is incredible. You know, they're going up to the police. But I didn't hear you. Oh, hello?
Yeah, we're here, Pat.
Oh, I can barely hear you. I still have to call everybody in the world. They just keep calling. So interesting, huh? Googled. So I just thought that whatever they say, I know that they planned the riot today, right?
Right, yeah. In 20 large areas and about 30 or 40 smaller areas. But yeah, all over the country.
Well, then they come out with November the 4th being the day when the government is going to test the electromagnetic pulse bomb, as if we had one dropped. I mean, they're going to cut the electricity down.
Communication.
Well, I guess you
thought
they're going to riot to think about, right?
Right. Well, what you're talking about.
I don't know why all this is going on right now, but it does give you something to think about. And you guys, the name of your show is right on, because prophets have been saying for years, get away from the city. Get away from the city. And when they do, they're more like prepared, because you can eat meat because you grew your own, right?
Oh yeah,
and you
definitely
chickens are free roaming, and you know that your cows are grass fed. You didn't give them all those antibiotics, all that stuff. You know that,
right?
So, and we got plenty of land in America. And they want to talk about overpopulation. We used to call them overpopulation terrorists. That's a big terrorism right there. And but at the time, and 25 years ago in Texas, there was enough room for everybody on Earth to stand here and still have a foot.
Oh yeah.
And so they always show you like downtown, India somewhere in India, to show your overpopulation, or New York or something. They don't show you Texas or places like that where you could drive for miles and never see anything but cows.
That's right. They don't, do they? I saw a show the other night on the History Channel where it said, in reality, every bit of the world's population would fit in Duval County, Florida, and that is Jacksonville. The entire world's population could fit there. So this overpopulation thing is something made up by the elites, Pat, just to, so they can have more, is my opinion.
Yeah. And if, when they get it, they won't know how to take care of it because they depend on servants to serve them all day.
Okay, Pat, you're breaking up on us again.
Another language, they ride on them.
Okay, Pat, I don't know if you heard me, but you're breaking up on us again.
Oh, about what? I can hardly hear you. I can hear her better.
I understand. Well, Pat, I'll tell you what. Why don't you hang up and call back, and maybe we'll get a better connection. Do you want to try that? Are you still there, Pat?
She's
okay, gone. I guess we dropped her. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Tom in Utah on line 5. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, sorry to call back in, but I wanted to find out on this protest if you have any memory of any incidents planned for Utah. And, of course, I do have children up in Portland, Oregon, which disturbs me.
Well, yes, Portland was one. Give me just a second. I think...
Look for Michigan as well.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon, starting at 2 p.m., Utah, I don't see Utah on here. What would be, besides Salt Lake, what would be a major city in Utah?
Well, Ogden and Provo would be the major cities.
Okay, they're not on here.
Okay, good. How about in Michigan? My daughter is in over by Big Rapids.
I'm looking. Give me just a second. I'm trying to scan through here. No, I don't see anything in Michigan either.
What about in Washington? And I'm talking about Vancouver, which is right across the river from Portland.
No, sir, I did not see Vancouver on the list.
Okay. Well, the only other thing I want to do is just apologize to anybody I offended, as I try not to have people sick as patriots. But anyway, if anybody wants to challenge me, I have a phone number that's published. And all I got to do is go to either my name, Thomas or TomRogers.org or LifeSave.org, and I'll take on anybody that wants to discuss with me my experience in the health of the human family. I don't know if you realize I was assaulted in D.C. after I exposed the poisoning of 34 million in that Gassing America or PoisoningAmerica.com.
Right. Now, like I say, I did have a chance to look over your website, Tom. It's very well done, and it's very well, quite informative. And I actually enjoyed looking at it. I mean, when I say enjoyed, I learned a lot. So,
yeah, right, kind of a miracle. A miracle happened. I got Orrin Hatch on my side, which is a miracle. And yep. Through his influence, I got the CDC to validate the findings. If you go to the third paragraph down, you can read the CDC report and the GAO report, you know, the government accountability, and that is a miracle of miracles.
You're not.
But of course, what I'm worried about right now is I have 17 million families that are now beginning to suffer injury, and nobody's telling him about it. And it's really, frustrating when you know that
people...
You know,
you're making a good start, Tom.
I really beg people, if they care about the poor, the less than advantaged people, and even the rural families. You know, if you go to Nevada, almost 2/3 of the people live in manufactured mobile homes. Yet nobody's telling them when the weather is right that they're being subtly poisoned in that unit because of HUD and Henry Kissinger's friends back in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And see, like when I testified in Congress and in the House of Representatives and in the White House, I was then assaulted and left blind and paralyzed. But thank goodness I was living carefully. Otherwise, what they did to me would have killed me. So I beg people, at least, if you care about your friends, go to that gassingamerica.com. If you care about yourself, challenge me. You know, I'd love people to call me up and say, hey, I need to eat meat, otherwise I can't live. And I will take them through the physiology, and I'll argue with the best.
Okay, buddy. Well, we do appreciate your call, Tom. Hopefully we'll talk to you again next week. But we've got some people waiting on the line, and so we're going to go ahead and go to Pat in Texas now. He's called back because she had a bad phone connection.
Hi, can you hear me better?
Yes, actually, yes, very much better, Pat.
I don't know, something when you hit that button, you can't get the sound goes down. But I'll vouch for what he just said. I enjoy hearing him, and I'm glad he's out there telling it because it's true. See, it's a formaldehyde in that press board that puts out, it's the glue that when it deteriorates, it puts out the formaldehyde. I don't know if he said that when I was trying to call back. But I had friends.
I'll tell you, the other thing he's talking about is the vents on the trailer. The fresh air intake is only a couple of feet from where the heater exhausts that, and that brings carbon monoxide back in, as well as the gas stove. Putting carbon monoxide into the trailer.
He's done a good job on that.
Yes, he has.
I'm glad you remind people because, you know, right now what's going on here, the mayor's raised, they've raised the taxes pretty bad around here, and I don't know why Austin let them do it. But anyway,
the people come up from Houston, and then the governor, he has subsidized some of their rental and motel and all that kind of stuff, and everything right. is incredibly high. And poor people can't find a place to live, and so they're out looking for trailers. But fortunately, right. they can't afford a new one.
Yeah, you know? I understand.
And then if you get an old one, you don't have all that, but you have, you know, probably may have the circulation problems, because I called down there during the Katrina thing, and I said, do you promise us that, whoever I call, Washington, that you're not sending FEMA trailers made with press board and all that? No, no, ma'am, they quit doing that. They didn't quit doing it. Now the people are having trouble from the press board, too.
Yeah,
I think I'm
I
right.
Believe that.
But I'm proud of him doing saying that. So everybody yeah. needs to give to RBN and keep them on the right track. Because
I was going to say it, Pat. Most of the hosts at RBN have their finger on the pulse of what's really going on. If they didn't, they wouldn't be successful. And, RBN is a great place to know the truth, to learn the truth. There's no question about that.
Yeah, but, you know, nowadays, if people are ignorant, you can... Have you ever heard of Operation Mockingbird?
Yes.
Okay. You think they're saying everything you want them to say, and you lie, and they just don't believe in everything they say, you can't always do that. You know, when somebody comes in and says, check me out, challenge me, that's good. But sometimes, if they see a problem, that's what's the good thing about our business.
All right, hey, Pat, I hate to tell you, but you're breaking up again.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone, and otherwise I go dead. I appreciate you just letting me say a few things, and I do encourage people to try to...
Hey, Pat, why don't we try it again next week, okay? Okay, Sam, I can't hear Pat at all anymore.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, there we go. Now I hear you.
Oh, okay. I said, maybe I'll talk louder. I don't have a real loud voice. I said, I started listening to RBN years ago because it was on the radio here in Dallas, Fort Worth, and a low power radio. A lower power station, you know. And I was listening to him, and all I heard was that guy who used to come on Sunday at noon.
Hey, you're breaking up too bad for anybody to hear you. Okay, I'm not okay. upset or anything, but I'm letting you know.
Okay,
nobody can
is.
Understand what you're saying.
Okay, it's a phone. The light goes out and the power goes down. but
okay.
I said I stopped listening years ago because of the guy on Sunday who was almost anti-Christian, anti-everything, conservative, whatever. And I said, I guess...
Okay, I guess we lost Pat.
Oh, yeah. You're
back. Okay.
I don't know what happened. It's slipping all over. I guess I better get off of that other call.
All right, Pat, this isn't working, sweetheart. Let's try this again next week, okay? And you can hear me. We really appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's a phone or if I'm being whatever.
All right. Okay, Lori. We don't have any more callers waiting right this minute.
I don't know how to end this phone.
All right.
No, we got...
Go ahead, Lori.
No, I was just saying, no, we don't have any callers at this time.
Well, we've got time for one more caller, and that's it. We're coming up on a hard break in less than a minute. So, folks, if you want to call, if somebody wants to call in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we'll, if you want to call in, we'll pick you up on the next break, or right after next break. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Anyway, well, folks, I think this might be an interesting weekend. I really do. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Lori, shouldn't we be hearing music right now?
Oh, wait a minute. It's
okay. Probably. But it's okay.
Okay, well.
Waiting for that music. I just want to remind our...
There we go.
There we go. I'll do it after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Hang on.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. We have Rural Survival here on RBN, and we only have a few more minutes left of our broadcast today. So I just want to remind our listeners to be careful while you're out and about today. There are supposed to be demonstrations in some of the larger cities throughout the U.S., and if you can avoid those areas at all costs, I would say do your best to do so, for your own safety as well as your family's, because some of these protesters really don't care if you're in their way or not. They're going to take it out on you. So, again, just be aware of what's going on in the larger cities if you happen to be in one, and try to avoid those areas that they're in. Other than that, let's see here. We've had a pretty good show today. I want to thank all of our callers for calling in. And again, if you enjoy the show and you enjoy the other shows here on RBN, please don't forget to go to republicbroadcasting.org and look for the link to click on to donate whatever you can on a monthly basis or a one-time donation. Whatever you can afford would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and don't forget, Lori, you might want to remind people, tell their friends about not only our show, but all the other great shows on RBN.
Well, there are a lot of other shows, and if you have access to the Internet, and you can go to RBN, which is republicbroadcasting.org, again, there is a list of all the shows that is on the air, and it even gives the time, so you know who's on, what time they're on, and sometimes when you click on those, they even tell you what the subject of the day is, so go there and do your best. We hope that what we broadcast here on RBN is something new and different, and also the truth, so that no one is left in the dark. And if you feel that way, then, like I said, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate whatever you can, either on a monthly basis or a one-time donation. Anything helps.
Absolutely, it does. You know, and, you know, Mr. Stattmiller is doing his absolute best to keep this network afloat. I've never seen a man more dedicated to getting the truth out than John Stattmiller. And that's my opinion, but I think it's backed up by fact. And, you know, John, I really like John, and he's done a good thing for the past 14 or 15 years. I'm not sure how many. But I first met John in 2006, I believe it was. Might have been 7. And he had already been going for several years on RBN at that time. So, you know, supporting RBN is a very good endeavor if you can all afford to do it. I'll get it out eventually. And, of course, you know, Lori and I also depend on listener support. So if you have a chance and feel like contributing to the cause, ruralsurvival.info, there is a donate link on the right-hand side of every page. We could absolutely use the help also. All right, Lori, looks like we're about ready to wrap it up here. Folks, please be careful out there this weekend, especially if you're around one of these areas where they're planning on having demonstrations / protests / riots. It's not worth getting hurt over, not yet at least. You know, if things go south and they start being successful, then it might be. Well, anyway, folks, Lori and I have enjoyed the show tremendously today. We sincerely appreciate all the callers. And we hope you guys have a fun and safe weekend. And then finally, God bless this great nation of ours. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
God bless everyone, and God bless the USA.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.